we now turn to former Kansas Governor John Carlin and appreciate him being here today. Very timely, in fact. I know we had you on, John, when the election with the retention of judges, and you got a little bit involved in that whole thing, and it turned out, I guess, I mean, we talked to you that night.
It certainly turned out good for the state of Kansas.
Yes, and of course, today's inauguration or swearing-in day, and so
for the judges and the legislature as well.
Right. So your thoughts, I mean, obviously the judge thing, just what do you think the American people were saying when it came to that? They must have listened to what you had to say and some of the others that were involved with that effort.
Well, I think the people of Kansas understood that we'd had a good judiciary, a good system, that the judicial branch had served the best interests of the state. And so why would we want to change? Why would we want to start just casually throwing sitting judges out on a retention vote for no really good reason? And the consequence, if we had done that, would have been a movement towards a much more political and money-driven system. You look at other states where that's been the case, and they don't attract the best out of the legal profession. They don't have stability. And, you know, the decisions made are too heavily driven by special interest, money, and politics.
Now, when you served as governor, did you ever have issues like this with that third branch of government? I mean, it's, you hear so much about the judicial branch. I mean, is this new to Kansas?
Relatively new, yes. In fact, we've, you know, you have to go back to the 50s where there was a problem on an old system where a governor resigned so his lieutenant governor could appoint him to Supreme Court. You know, that didn't go through. It was such outrage. And out of that outrage, we got a system of merit selection. And it worked for 60 years. And still now, fortunately, because of the wisdom of the people of Kansas, will continue to work for and in the best interest of the state.
Obviously, you were pleased with the way it turned out election-wise that way anyway when it came to the judges. And I think there were also some changes when it came to state legislators. And some of your thoughts about that, we're getting ready to start a new session today. And any anticipation of what might happen this legislative session?
Well, first of all, it's a very different body. The primary election resulted in a number of new, more moderate Republicans coming to the legislature. In the general election, an addition of 13, 14 Democrats on the House side. The makeup is different. There's no question about that. But there's still, you know, we still have the second floor the same with a philosophy that has certainly been debated and depending on your point of view as to whether it's been having any success or not. And so the makeup will be different. The fiscal crisis is there, obvious. The numbers are huge. We're buried in debt. We don't have the resources to fund basic needs. And we've been on the decline for the last 6 years. And so in terms of taking care of our highways and adequate funding to public education, it just hasn't been there.
Now, what would you do if you were governor right now, walking into this? I mean, I'm just curious to know. I mean, because obviously you served us for quite a few years there. But what would be the first thing you would do as governor right now?
Well, it would obviously be a difficult thing to walk into. I think the first thing I would have done, let's pretend for a moment there had been an election for governor last year. So I'm coming in what was left to me by my predecessor. I would spend a lot of time with the people, making sure the people understand where we really are. Not playing politics and yelling and screaming at my predecessor, but here's the reality. Here's where we are. Here's what's going to happen with the road system. Here's what's going to happen with deteriorating public education, deteriorating support of individuals that need help from the state. And you will find, and I will make the case to the people, that it'll be a worse situation than having a tax level to properly fund these things. But get out and get public support, and then go to the legislature and get their support. It's easier to get support of the legislature when you've done well communicating with the people on what is factually taking place.
And it does sound like they're ready to go. In fact, the House Taxation Committee was going to meet this afternoon, which is kind of rare for them to get busy
very
that
rare.
Quickly.
Very rare. Unfortunately, I'm concerned about what they're going to pull off. because they're going to tinker with the problem, and I think trap legislators some into voting for that modest increase in funding, and then pretend it solved the problem when it hasn't. Maybe 20% of what I think all reasonable people agree we need to do, but then make it much more difficult to really solve the problem. So I'm a little nervous about that quick move before there's even any real discussion. I mean, moving before we hear from the governor tomorrow night.
You know, John, and I did talk to you the night of the election, and I do appreciate your comments that night, and I've kind of stayed away from the national level, but that was a whole different situation there. But, you know, some of your thoughts. Does the public surprise you anymore when it comes to voting? I know you're obviously pleased at the more state level what happened perhaps, but are you ever surprised? I know you've dealt with public votes for many, many years.
Oh, you're frequently surprised, but overall, in my many years of public service and following and participating in a variety of ways, in the end, the public has done something pretty for a reason. For an example, the national scene is shocking in many ways. But if the opposition to that change, if they're smart, they'll recognize that they made mistakes. They ignored a lot of people. They failed to address a lot of folks that are really hurting by what's going on and being left out because of the electoral college politics that we've been in for a number of elections, which, you know, you preach to your audience and get their votes and hope it's enough to get elected when we should be looking at the country in the interest of everyone.
You know, it's interesting, even being in my profession, you know, you'd think I'd have the public figured out, and I don't. You never quite know. Sometimes I think I'll have a fascinating subject people will be calling in for, and they'll yes. call in about salt intake or something. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to get people talking.
One of the things I preach to candidates I try to get to run, and while they're running, is to get out and talk to the people and find out what is really their concerns. And you'll get a much more accurate feedback than you will with some poll that's been taken where, you know, talk to people and get where they are to begin with. Because one of the things I know about politics is you can't sell in an election a new program. You've got to react to their legitimate needs in terms of how you're going to respond to it. But to go out and take them in a direction where they don't even have any interest right now is a foolish way to get elected.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We have to take another break before the top of the hour, 9:49. We're going to keep former Kansas Governor John Carlin with us a little bit longer. If you do have questions or comments, we'd love them. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN's Morning News is powered by Interim Healthcare. Call 320-7600, providing home healthcare and private duty for clients. That number again is 320.
Kansas, John Carlin. Thought we had a phone call, but I guess they weren't able to stay on. 537-1350. We had just a few more minutes with the governor. And I know that we were talking, of course, about a little bit the night that I talked to you, election night. We were discussing maybe the media even had a little bit of a role in what happened at the national level. I mean, I honestly, when I look at my media colleagues, I think maybe they did a little bit of a disservice to the American public. I'm not sure the American public really understood either candidate all that well. They just knew the high points.
Well, my concern with the media is that, and it's not surprising, but it's driven a lot by money. Getting advertisers who want to put money into a news show. Well, I think they get over influenced by that and want to produce a product that will excite that business or entity that wants to buy ads. That's rather than just give the news as accurately as possible and backing it up.
Let's go ahead and take that phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with former Kansas Governor John Carlin. You'll need headphones, John. Sorry, just give him a second to get his headphones on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Governor Carlin.
Good morning.
Calling and wishing that you were our governor, but alas, that's not to be. My question is, you were just talking about the importance of reaching out to the people, and yet Governor Brownback's address tonight is at 5 o'clock. It seems to me it should be 7 or 8 o'clock, so most of us are in a position to listen to it.
Well, I can assure you that that decision was made for a purpose. They wanted the least amount of coverage. I know when I was governor, of course, the Republicans didn't want me to have exposure and opportunity to communicate with the people, so they wouldn't give me. I always asked, tried to encourage them to invite me to come to a 7:30 televised, and they would give me something earlier and limit the coverage. But, you know, that's politics. But it's unfortunate because I do believe strongly the public needs to be informed. The public needs to be a part of what's going on. It's just not their votes cast of sending who they send to Topeka, but it's staying in touch and having to be a part of the dialogue so that the ultimate decisions made by the legislature and the governor are best for the people.
Appreciate the call, listener.
Like democracy in action is a contact sport.
Well, there's a lot of contact, certainly verbally.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It's absolutely essential in a democracy that all of the sides are talking to each other and talking to the people.
Yeah, and listening. Listening. We're not always very good listeners.
Well, I taught public speaking for 45 years. I used to tell my classes, we'll spend time speaking, but just spend most of your time listening and thinking, and that's where communication really occurs.
Yes, very good.
Good
very
points. Good. And I thought it was interesting, too, listener, what you brought out about the time frame. And who does make that decision? I don't
know. The legislature invites the governor.
Decides that. Okay, well, that's good to know, because I've always wondered.
There's
there
no
been
set
some
time by
ones,
law.
Haven't there?
Pardon?
There have been some later evening addresses.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I think early in his administration, it was later. Maybe as early as 6:30, I think, which would be a much better time than 5 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much, listener. 537-1350. We could probably take another phone call real quickly. We're running out of time here. But, you know, anything else you'd want to leave the listeners with? As you said, I know really letting the folks know or listening. I mean, I'm hearing that is a pretty important component.
Absolutely. And I would say to anybody listening, I'd say it to any citizen I have an opportunity to communicate is, you know, you should be a part of the process. I know I saw the other day, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but the state library operating in the Capitol, you can call as a citizen and ask them to explain something that's been introduced, ask them to do some research. I mean, they're there to help the citizen better understand what's going on. So if you hear about some bill being introduced that you're interested in, or at least you want to ask a question, there's a number. You go on, I'm sure you could go online to the State Library website, and you could find out quickly how to communicate and to learn something and be better informed as a citizen.
Very good. It looks like we have another phone call in just the minute or so we have left. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments on the media and that. You know, I've always felt like if the truth is given a fair and balanced exposure, truth will always rise to the top, but you have to be able to have both sides and be able to have equal amount of time of in the media on both sides, and the news broadcasters that gravitate towards that, I feel, will be more successful. And you know, I like to hear both sides and make up my mind, but I like to hear the truth, and I like to hear all the facts, and I like, you know, like on the global warming, you know, we only hear one side. You know, we don't get to hear the other side scientifically. And that there's a pressure about that. Well, I just think you need to hear, if you're going to let one side talk, you need to let the other side talk.
And we're just about
out
of time.
And let the people make the decision.
Thank you so much, listener. I don't mean to cut you off. Anything real quickly, John?
Only to say to the listener and anybody else out there that I think he had a good point in a variety of ways that you got to get both sides. But again, I come back to what we've been emphasizing. We got to be better listeners, listening to the opposition, trying to find ways to work together, find something where we can agree on and move forward.
Well, again, been a pleasure. Former Kansas Governor John Carlin with us today. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio. Appreciate the phone calls.
Quite a program today, Kathy. Thank you very much. Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Tomorrow, Riley County Day. Brady Bowman will host with one of our Riley County commissioners and maybe a guest. The Clark Howard Show is next on KMAN.
News, weather, and sports all day.